Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The prime ministers of Norway, Ireland, and Spain made a coordinated announcement on Wednesday their countries would formally recognize Palestinian statehood from May 28th, warning the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza had put the viability of a two-state solution at risk, Henry Ridgewell reports.
Israel reacted with fury, summoning the ambassadors of the three European countries for what it called reprimand talks. It said the ambassadors would be shown videos of the October 7th Hamas cross-border attacks on Israel. In a televised statement, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the intention of several European countries to recognize a Palestinian state is a reward for terror. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
The White House said on Wednesday Israel has so far been taking more targeted action in Rafah, but renewed its warning to avoid a lot of death and destruction in the southern Gaza city. U.S. President Joe Biden earlier this month warned Israel he would stop supplying some arms, and his administration halted one shipment, including massive bombs, after he voiced opposition to a major assault on Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians have found shelter. Families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas since October 7th attack held protests in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem on Wednesday, stepping up pressure on the government to reach a deal with the Islamist group that rules Gaza and holds their loved ones. The protest was held outside Defense Ministry headquarters, where Israeli war cabinet ministers were meeting. The captives' families hoped the footage would increase pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to agree to a truce with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader presides over a funeral for Iran's president and others killed in a helicopter crash, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei began the service at Tehran University by reciting prayers on top of Raisi's casket. Following Khamenei's service, the coffins were loaded onto a semi-truck and a procession held through the streets of the city down to Freedom Square, where Raisi had given speeches in the past. Iran's theocracy has declared a period of mourning, encouraging people to attend public mournings. Many attend en masse, while others take part out of patriotism. For Iran's Shiite theocracy, mass demonstrations have been crucial for demonstrating the legitimacy of their leadership. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Wednesday set a general election date for July 4th, ending months of speculation, but not the doom-laden forecast about the size of the government's expected defeat. The poll will be the first time Sunak faces the public while in charge after he was appointed leader of the largest party in Parliament by Conservative MPs in October 2022. The vote, the third since the Brexit referendum in 2016, comes as Sunak seeks to capitalize on better economic data to woo voters hit by cost of living rises. Sites with radioactive material are more vulnerable as climate change increases wildfire and flood risks, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Department of Energy has recently required existing research labs, power plants, and weapon sites that handle or are already contaminated with radioactive materials to assess their vulnerability, citing 2021's deep freeze in Texas and wildfires at Los Alamos as examples. Paul Walker, a former staff member of the House Armed Services Committee, who now works for Green Cross International, says what might have been safe 25 years ago may no longer be safe. Officials with the National Nuclear Security Administration tell the AP they're convening a work group to develop methodologies to address what might happen as a result of climate when assessing particular sites. Jennifer King, Washington.
Kenyan President William Ruto on Wednesday opened the first state visit to Washington by an African leader in more than 15 years as U.S. President Joe Biden seeks to counter geopolitical headwinds across the continent. Biden welcomed his Kenyan counterpart at the White House and then joined him meeting business leaders ahead of Thursday's formal portion of the visit, which will start with an honor guard and culminate in a lavish dinner. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.